Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, January 8th. We're here to talk WWE SmackDown. Let's go ahead and get the plugs out of the way. Twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. This guy to whatever direction you all are looking at
you
on the
never
screen.
Know the direction.
I never know. Because look, you're as I look to you, you're to the right of me. But when I point to you, you're to the left of me. What am I? Some kind of mirror man? No, I'm just a guy waiting for my haircut. That's it. That's all I'm here for. I've got an interview with Danny Limelight dropping on Sunday, guys. I got lots of scoops over on Fightful Select. This weekend, I have stuff on Marty Scurll and Maria Manic. And I have stuff up there right now about the heat between Riddle and Seth Rollins. So go check that out. Show us some love. Also subscribe to youtube.com/FightfulScraps. It'd be greatly appreciated. We got lots of stuff going on. Fightful.com is where you find it all. Let's talk about SmackDown. It's been a very long week for us. And Jeremy and I are going to take the weekend off, which means we will probably be working by 11 a.m. tomorrow, knowing us. Jeremy's saying no. Jeremy.
I have personal work to do tomorrow, unfortunately.
Listen, we've seen you do your double-handed personal work in the past.
Let me just say, I'd much rather be working at the computer. I wanted to Twitch tomorrow. I'd rather be watching Impact Genesis. People saw the pictures of the house that I posted last week. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Commitment to this business.
I'm sorry.
Guys. Leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. Tap the bell for notifications. And donate a super chat if you want your question or statement read on the air. Hot dog. This was a good episode of SmackDown, Jeremy.
It was a very good episode of SmackDown. SmackDown's been good. I mean, since like Roman returned, right? Has there been? I mean, maybe there's been like not great, but it's been pretty good since Roman's been back.
Yeah. Emma says, watched Quizzlemania on Wednesday, the super chat about the fan meeting you and Toy Vom. It was awesome. If I ever met you in real life, Sean, I would probably cry. Well, you know what? When people find out how I am in real life, they usually do cry. Thank you very much, Emma. I appreciate you. I was cheated.
Sean will take a picture with you, and then he won't post the real one.
Here's a funny story. So I meet Jeremy in November of 2019. I was still doing the tall gimmick then where I pretended I was tall. One day I'll tell you guys the story about why. Maybe if I get enough super chats, I'll explain why, but it's not worth mentioning their name right now. So what I would do with people is I would take a work picture and a shoot picture. I'd take a work picture where it looks like I'm way, way, way taller than them. Then I'd take a normal one. Well, I posted the work picture. And I can't find the shoot picture.
Never posted the shoot picture. Just the worked one.
My wife had it because she took the picture.
Yeah.
And both of our phones have broken since then. So I don't know where it is.
Likely excuse. So now everyone just thinks you're 2 feet taller than me.
I love it. I really do love it. JL says it's 2021 and both Colt Cabana and Adam Pearce are wrestling on national television. Seven levels of hate still going on strong. You love to see it. Lenny Valvano says, I couldn't count the Horford mouth passes because he chose to drain threes tonight. There's 12 for the AMT, the amount Thunder won by.
Let's Nakamura go.
Winning would have made me happy, and they took that too. Cheers. Nakamura had a great performance, and we will be talking about that. But we've got more super chats. Anakin says, if Jay White does end up leaving New Japan, could Kenta become the Bullet Club leader? Does his time in WWE make him enough of an outsider and pseudo Gaijin to lead? I mean, he lives in America. He does, but they are very adamant. There is no leader of Bullet Club, Jeremy.
I mean, Kenta makes the most sense. I would not go with evil. Please, please don't go with evil. As far as who they have now, Kenta makes the most sense. If they can bring someone in, that would be very good too. Because I don't know if Kenta is going to be your not a leader there. And I like Kenta. I just don't see him as like the lead guy of that group.
So much to get into tonight. Let's talk about the opening segment. Roman Reigns comes out. If you would have told me a year ago that I would enjoy an 18-minute opening Roman Reigns segment, maybe 19 minutes, I'd be like, man, who's carrying that one? Well, it's Roman Reigns. And he was incredible, Jeremy.
He was so, so good. Oh, my God. The conviction that this man speaks with. He believes all of these words. He's a complete asshole of just like, I'm carrying this whole thing. Kind of true. Like, I'm putting food on everybody's table, not just my family's, everybody's table. And then he goes into the Adam Pearce stuff. Just, he is so good. His delivery, incredible, incredible. And his teeth, I can't get over this man's teeth. All right. Every time I see him, I fall more in love with this man every time he smiles. I'm just going to say it.
That was a bit of a Fightful exclusive. When Jimmy bought me that cameo, people were like, look at the veneers on this man.
My God, this man has some gorgeous teeth. All right.
Very good. They're very good. I'm just here trying to get LASIK. I can't see worth a damn anymore. This man's got a whole new grill and it's superstar level. Amazing stuff. Guys, make sure you send in super chats. But Roman Reigns comes out, and there was no Kevin Owens on tonight's show. He says that he respects Kevin Owens, but he doesn't like him. So no Owens on the show. So here's what has been reported over the last week, is that there was a pitch for Damian Priest to come up. Well, that I reported that Damian Priest was the pitch. WrestleVotes had said that someone was supposed to be up to portray Kevin Owens' best friend. Dave Meltzer expanded and said that Kevin Owens was kind of like, no, I don't think we'd have enough in common. To me, I love that even more. I think there could be some funny stuff where Kevin Owens is like, man, I'm tired of getting jumped. Who can I find? And he's like sitting around pretending to enjoy the metal music that Damian Priest does. He's hanging out with him in the hot tub. Like, he's stopping Cameron Grimes from letting the air out of his tires.
Is that what you want in like a super serious Roman Reigns feud though? Like, do you want these, sketches with Kevin Owens? They'd be great. Don't get me wrong. It like Owens and Priest would make them great. But like for this Reigns feud, don't know if that quite works.
Yeah, probably not. But perhaps in the future. Anakin says, any word on Rollins getting pulled last week? None. I've been asking. I haven't heard anything about it.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, Injection says, why isn't Tama Tonga the leader of BC? Because they constantly say there's never been a leader. That's the thing. They always say that. Trevor L says, great O'Shawn for Bullet Club leader. Did you see my outfit this week?
I did see it. It was good. Could you be the leader of the Bullet Club? Could you get them under control?
Well, if they had great O'Con be the leader, there's no way I couldn't be the leader because I'm better than him. Like, wow. I got a better moveset than that guy, and I haven't wrestled since 2019. Harley Diaz says Nakamura ruled tonight. Boy, will we get to that. So Reigns calls out Adam Pearce and has Heyman do it. He's very unhappy about Owens getting that match with Jey Uso, and he intimidates Adam Pearce. Later on, we are told by Paul Heyman that Adam Pearce will be in the gauntlet match. And some of you might go, oh, there's a gauntlet match. Yes. For the top contendership to the WWE title, the Universal title. I think this was a good move. I thought this was a good idea. One, it takes up a bunch of time on the show, and it's important. But when you see Heyman saying, oh, Adam Pearce is going to be in that, did you think he was going to win too?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a giveaway that he was going to win. I didn't know in the manner. What are you doing?
I'm trying to fix my hair, Jeremy. It's a mess. I gotta get it cut tomorrow.
You can't fix the unfixable, Sean, no matter how what a screenshot that is as your thing froze right there.
It's a mess. It's garbage, Jeremy. I agree.
It is garbage.
I can't handle it anymore. I've been fighting this for so long. Go ahead. JJ Lee says Roman is the gaslighting king, LMAO. And Cyclops says the camera view behind Jay and Adam was great. They've been doing this a lot lately, Jeremy. Really good camera work on SmackDown.
They've been doing that really well with the Uso-Roman stuff, where you just see one of them in the background, and both of them have done very good with their facial expressions, telling a story without actually saying a word. I've very much appreciated that. More of that, less like the camera cut nonsense that they always do. Once Heyman said that Adam Pearce was in it, I was like, well, that's kind of like, probably let him win. Even just like looking at that lineup, it was tough to pick a winner because Sammy, heel, Nakamura, heel, Brian in the Rumble, they probably weren't going that way. Corbin, heel. Ray was like maybe the only person I thought, oh, he kind of has a chance here. But even then, I wasn't thinking, Ray's probably not going to make it. So once they put Pearce in, it was kind of telegraphed.
Ryan B. Jam tells me to buy a hat. What? No, that's lazy.
I can do messy hair. Hold on.
Colt Badeau says, did you see the subtle look from Heyman to Deville? Well, we did have Sonya Deville popping up and talking to Adam Pearce. It looks like she's the assistant to the GM. Did they explicitly say that?
No, they just said Adam Pearce is just like, I appreciate you helping out. I'm surprised you wanted the job. And Sonya Deville was like, you know, you look like you can use some help. I want to make good. But Adam Pearce doesn't have a title. He's just an official. He's not the GM.
He's going to have the WWE Universal title soon.
And so Sonya is the assistant to the not WWE SmackDown general manager. Yes. I think that's her official title.
Yes. And yes, I did see that subtle look. I hope it means something more because I want Sonya doing something, anything. She's awesome. She's incredible. I love her.
When do you think she gets back in the ring? Because she's going to wrestle again. She's hopefully not just there to be a GM.
Or everybody's going to say, oh, the Rumble. I mean, that's the easy one is the Rumble, right? But we'll see. Probably something for WrestleMania I'd like for them to set up. Yeah. Like abuse of power leading to something. Anakin says, can't fix the unfixable. Jeremy just described my ex.
Yeah, I described mine too. So we're in the same boat there.
Marcus says, man, we couldn't have gotten this Roman against Jon Moxley. Well, it was just as much... You didn't want that Dean Ambrose either. You didn't want goofy, wacky Dean Ambrose facing this guy either. It's just, ugh. Ryan says, Sonya takes over as GM when Adam is murdered. She will need help. And a certain talent on SmackDown is looking for a job, right? Who? What am I? Billie Kay. Hot dog. Well, she got a job tonight.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine the segments with Sonya Deville and Billie Kay?
It'd be amazing.
Yes, this is exactly what I want right now. Amazing. We just signed Billie Kay and Booty Pro Wrestling. She's going to light the world on fire with Britt and Alexa. But yeah, I need Sonya and Billie Kay segments. Yes.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But Billie just got a job. She is in the Riot Squad now, Jeremy.
Sean, you can have multiple jobs, all right? She can be assistant GM and in the Riot Squad. Have you seen the resume? She's very talented.
Well, she did add mosh pitting.
Yeah.
Mosh pitting.
Have you ever mosh pit?
Yeah, I have actually. VJ asks if Denise will show up tonight. We are ending this show on time tonight. It's been a very long week. As much as I would love to, all working aside, it'd be wonderful to have Denise on. I think the world ever, we ain't going over time tonight. Not tonight. Maybe next week. We get Big E defeating Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental title. This was fun. This is the kind of match that Big E should be having. I loved right out of the gate Corey Graves selling that kick as if that was it. That was the match. It set the tone. Really liked that. And then I liked the double pin that led to a commercial. They strategically placed their commercials in a few spots tonight that made a lot of sense. They restarted the match then. I like that. Big E gets the win. How'd you feel about this one?
I didn't like the double pin. I thought it was kind of unnecessary. I did like that Apollo Crews, he attacked immediately. Like, he dominated that first portion of the match before the double pin. I didn't like the double pin because it was kind of just an obvious setup to the commercial break. I thought just like have them wrestle through the commercial break. But that wasn't their intention tonight. Their intention tonight was just go to commercial and not have anybody miss any type of action. As far as like the overall match, though, I really enjoyed it. You're right. This is the kind of stuff Big E should be doing as the Intercontinental Champion. I guess he's going to keep the open challenge. I liked Apollo Crews more in this match than Big E. Like when Big E took the title, he's like, all right, you know, we're good. And then Apollo slapped him and showed some fire there to get the match restarted. I loved that out of Apollo Crews. I thought Apollo Crews was fantastic start to finish in this match. Big E was great. I was more impressed with Apollo Crews.
Yeah, the aggression that we saw out of Apollo Crews was fresh and it was different, and we needed that out of him. And I think this is the kind of match that Big E needs to have, or just matches for the title each week or every other week. I love the open challenge. I hope he keeps it up. Yeah. I really do. Daniel R says, who is more on fire, Roman Reigns or Kenny Omega? Both in different ways, but I mean, Roman Reigns is so effortless, and I don't know. It's unique in both of their own ways. It's hard for me to say who is more, but what do you think?
I mean, Omega is more on fire in ring because he's having, you know, banger. Like that match against Phoenix was fantastic. I prefer Roman Reigns just because that's kind of more my style than Kenny Omega. But yeah, both have been killing it.
We have a super chat saying Jay White needs to be the guy that beats Drew for the WWE Championship. I said this on Twitter. If they bring him to WWE, if for some reason that happens, I don't know his contract status, he needs to immediately be portrayed as a top guy on Raw or SmackDown. Not the, oh, well, the NXT run, and then he loses on his way out, and then any of that. The closest example I would have is AJ Styles. And even with him, they were like, yeah, let's have him put over Jericho at Mania. He should have won that match.
Yes.
But also, and it shouldn't work like this, but Vince saw that, and he's like, oh, he didn't bitch. Okay, let's put him at the top. And they did, and he was really, really good.
Yeah, if Jay White comes in, it should be, and Drew needs contenders too. So Jay White should just come out and take that title. I agree.
Reminder, guys, get your super chats in. We see Bianca Belair and Bayley both enter the Royal Rumble. I thought Bianca Belair cut a fantastic, effortless promo on Bayley. It was so natural. This is the Bianca Belair I want to see. The Bianca Belair that I don't want to see is the Bianca Belair that has zero wins in her last three matches. But that's what they love to do. Oh, that's how you get sympathy on them. God damn it. They're losers.
I thought like this was a short segment, but I thought it was really good for what it was. Both of them were effortless. Bayley is typically pretty effortless, but yeah, Bianca was good as well. And Bayley fired back with everything. I thought it was a nice little back and forth between them. I would assume they're setting up some type of spot at the Rumble. I don't know why you would do all this and then not have one eliminate the other at the Rumble.
Yeah, and if they're continuing this, yeah, okay, sure. But I want Bianca to win the Royal Rumble badly. The thing about Bayley is her humor is pro wrestling humor, but that's just how she is. I mean, she grew up on pro wrestling, so it kind of works in that regard. So I'm very glad they'll both be in the Royal Rumble. Carmella takes a shot at Sasha Banks' SI Wrestler of the Year gimmick. Like the fact that that article is canon within WWE, but like her being on The Mandalorian isn't really speaks to their promotional priorities there. To me, if you said, hey, our champion is on Star Wars, that would make her seem like more of a star, right?
I was a little stunned that they just went with this Sports Illustrated thing. I didn't know this is a big deal that she was Wrestler of the Year. Sean, why are we doing more awards with Roman Reigns 2020 Distraction MVP? They didn't mention that tonight. Come on now.
We can get physical ones made next year, maybe. I should have negotiated that into my contract, but here we are. Injection says, legit, Sammy should have won this tonight. I don't think so. Unless they've got plans with Owens in the future.
Yeah, Sammy and Roman is the people they picked for this was weird. And that's why the Pierce thing seems so telegraphed. I love Sammy, but that's not who's going on to challenge Roman Reigns right now.
23 names. Deegan says Smacky Down with zero women's matches, minus 9.9999 out of 10. Well, at least she's using my out of 10 scale. I appreciate that. Don't use the star scale. I will say, silver lining in that, Jeremy. You had Sonya Deville all over the show. You had Billie Kay and the Riot Squad. You had the Carmella bringing up Sasha thing, and you had Bayley and Bianca Belair. It could have been a lot worse than this. They did use a lot of promos here. But at the same time, you never see an episode of SmackDown that is like three or four men's matches or three or four women's matches and then just a bunch of men's promos.
Is it wrong that I'm like not mad that there was no women's matches? Because I would rather them just kind of do these backstage promos and set up stuff than, hey, here's the Riot Squad against Natalya and Tamina again. Like, I think they accomplished more in this little 1 minute backstage promo than if they would have just done the same match we've seen for the past 3 weeks. Yeah. If they want to give me a fresh match, cool, great. I don't know if they were going to give me a fresh match.
Yeah, they were not going to give you a fresh match. Not at all. But
it would have been nice to have the champ on the show. I will say that.
Yeah. Well, you got a bunch of other champs on the show. For the eighth match in this feud, the Dirty Dogs defeated the Street Profits to become tag team champions. And I got to say, it's a real goddamn good tag team title match. Like, to the point to where the piped in audio added to the match. Like, I thought that they even laid that in pretty well. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if I need eight matches over a couple of months in this feud. And I don't know what it says that the team that has lost three straight tag team title opportunities just beat the 10 month reigning champions. But still, this match kicked ass. Let's talk about the match itself. The tag team offense from Rude and Ziggler was great. Montez Ford, this is going to serve for great footage in his eventual documentary. That's like, we knew he was going to be a big star when he was a tag team wrestler. But at the same time, Angelo Dawkins has been like killing it lately too. He's been stepping up his game. What'd you see out of this one?
I don't think anyone says like Montez Ford is an underrated seller. I don't know if he like gets enough credit for his selling though, because everyone wants to talk about, oh, the athleticism, the high flying moves, the offense, the hot tags and stuff. Like, he's a real good seller. Like, Montez Ford is just excellent in so many areas. Yeah. If he's not a big star in this company, they've done something wrong. Ziggler and Rude, They're great workers. I do like that we've seen like more tandem offense out of them in this match, because I don't feel like we've totally seen that in the previous matches between these two teams. So I like that we saw. I guess all you need is a team name, and then the tandem offense comes with that. And yeah, Dawkins he's like almost the forgotten guy, and that feels bad that feels wrong, because like he's really good too. Like, his hot tags are excellent as well. Just four excellent workers getting time. They got plenty of time, and they put on a great match. I wish the feud would have been better and made more sense, but we got a great match out of it.
Yeah, I mean, they did this all, a lot of it backwards. Like, the attack on Street Profits was so good. I loved it. And Montez's hot tag tonight, oh boy, was that a good one too. That was a real, real good one. One day we're going to look at him, like, I can tell. It'll be like the move to heavyweight that you see for so many people in New Japan. Like, he's going to fill out, and we're going to be like, damn, man, he's going to have that star presence about him even more than he does now. This match was very, very good. I mean, this is a show full of good matches. I loved seeing Robert Roode use the perfect plex. There's nothing wrong with that guy being a tag team specialist. I know that for a long time they wanted to force, the singles thing. He's one of the best tag team wrestlers I have ever seen in my life. And there's nothing wrong with that. And Dolph Ziggler's a really, really good tag team wrestler too. They just got to make us care about them. But Street Profits have their reign ended at 10 months. You see that one coming tonight?
I did. When we were on Twitch earlier today, people are asking about the title matches, and I was like, I don't think Big E's losing, but I could definitely see Street Profits losing, because they've held the titles for a while. They obviously like Ziggler and Rude. Sometimes they just like to switch it up. I kind of thought this title switch was happening tonight. Here's the question for you, Sean. Who are Ziggler and Rude facing next?
Oh man. Well, so the way that things looked, it's like, well, gosh, are Nakamura and Cesaro going to keep on teaming? Cause it seems like they're doing something else there. Otis and Gable. Cause you know, the one thing we need is more Otis and Ziggler feud. We need more of that.
That's like the only other team they have on this show is Otis.
Well, the Mysterio family. That could be good.
Yeah.
Because if you want Dominic Mysterio in there, you want him with experienced workers.
Yes.
Roman Reigns and Jey Uso aren't a team team.
No.
Nakamura and Cesaro, we don't know what's going on there. Street Profits, we've seen it 100 times. Well, they're probably getting a rematch. Definitely. It ain't going to be Blake and Cutler because they're doing the Corbin gimmick. So I think it'll be the Mysterios or Gable and Otis.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's Gable and Otis. Mysterios, I didn't really think about because Dominic hasn't wrestled in forever. But that would be a good way to get him more experience against. I mean, you're working with Ziggler and Rude. Like you're gonna improve working with those guys. However, it'd be good if they had house shows and they could work more often. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good call on the Mysterios. But I mean, that's their tag division, man.
Yeah. 24 names Deegan says, I love the tag titles on the Dirty Dogs, but do you all see Rude turning on Ziggy Puff anytime soon? No, that's his meal ticket. No. Ziggler's his meal ticket right now. He ain't gonna do that. Could you imagine a less interesting feud than those two? No offense to them. As a team, love them.
How dare you?
Don't need that feud.
The Ziggler promos saying how Bobby Roode held him down, and I was tired of being in a tag team, and I could have been a big single star if it wasn't for you.
Nerd Guru says, Montez has Kofi-level babyface run all over him. Yes, he does.
Yes.
He sure does. Music and Moonsault says, Dawkins' green shorts didn't match his green singlet, and that bothered me more than it should. I hate that. When I find, like, a pair of basketball shorts, and, like, it's just off one shade of like the shoes that I'm going to wear or something. Ooh. Billy Kay is an international treasure. Roman is the godfather. We didn't really mention the Riot Squad thing too much. She guilted them into just not saying no, which I appreciate.
Like she's listening to the Blink 182 now. She's mosh pitting and she's got friends now. I mean, the Riot Squad, very nice girls. They felt a little bad for her. Now we've got, I'm looking forward to this trio. Anything Billy Kay does, I'm looking forward to it.
I want it. Oblivious Kyrie says, can you imagine Roman wasting time with Goldberg? Yeah, I could imagine it. It's called the WrestleMania build last year. Yes, I can.
Yeah, they were like a week away from that match. What are you talking about?
They thought they were going to get to film it until like the day of.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Lots of good stuff. It's a very meaty episode of SmackDown, if you know what I mean, Jeremy.
It was a very meaty episode. Big E was on there. Big E is all about the man meats.
All about the protein. It was a very protein-packed episode of SmackDown, Jeremy. Yeah. Lots of protein. You know we love our protein.
I was going to say, have you had your protein today, Sean?
I have, because I ate Magic Spoon, and it was delicious. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful, specifically. I used the promo code Fightful. Saved me $5 on my order. That's right. Even a better deal than before. And you know what? I've heard some of you say, oh, you know what? I want to try a variety pack, but I want to try a little bit of something else. Well, now you can. Because now you got cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry, plus peanut butter and cinnamon. Hot diggity dog. Do I love a peanut butter cereal?
I'm a big fan of the cinnamon cereal.
I love it too. That's the thing. When I found out they were adding these two, I was like, heck yeah. Those are my two favorite. I was a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan when I was a kid. So now I'm a Cinnamon Magic Spoon fan. And I'm a fan of zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, 3 net grams of carbs. I'm a fan of keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, GMO free. All those flavors. And you get to make your own variety box over at magicspoon.com/Fightful. And when you use that promo code Fightful, you save $5 off your order. When you're trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy food, you realize there's not a lot you can eat. This stuff will help you out. I mentioned I haven't wrestled since 2019. I'm going to try to get back in the ring if things are safe this year. So Magic Spoon's going to be a big part of my diet, keeping that protein up, keeping those carbs low whenever it gets especially close to the day, because I want to lean out, you know, Got to lean out, Jeremy. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Code Fightful. Backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. Unlike me, to whoever books me in a match this year when I inevitably disappoint them. Check That's them
gonna,
out.
It's going to get you a bad reputation, though, if you're just going to pull out of matches and keep the money.
So that means bad reputation. Does that mean you and Denise are going to stand me?
I don't stand Ronda Rousey. Wait,
no, it's just reputation. It's yeah, just a bad no. reputation.
You yeah. tried. You tried.
You're not Joan Jett. I'll regroup. I'll come back. I'll do it again. Jam 1 Ryan B. Jam says, I now want to see Liv and Ruby give Billy a punk rock makeover. Put her hair in a Bull Nakano style. I love that.
Yes. Yes.
100%. That is amazing. Somebody says, hey, yo, you missed my earlier super chat. Here's the deal. If your super chat is about something that we haven't covered yet, we wait until we cover that that topic. So if it's about Roman Reigns or if it's about the main event, we cover it when we hit that main event. Anakin says, at least Riot Squad can say they're former tag team champions. They can't. It doesn't work like that, Anakin. Hannah says, I ordered Magic Spoon, should be here tomorrow. Report back for picky eaters that are lactose intolerant. Well, if it's bad, don't report back. but it's not, because they're great and you can get your money back if you don't like it. Injection says, Dusty Road Tag Classic winners should face the women's tag champs. I'll go one beyond that. I wish the titles were defended in the damn thing, because why not?
I would assume that the winners will get a tag team title shot. If not, somebody screwed up somewhere.
My line of thinking was this, like tonight or next week, we should have seen Peyton or not Peyton at all. But I mean, sure, I'd love to see Peyton. Riot Squad should have went to Adam Pearce, and we just see Adam Pearce going, I'll take it under advisement. Next Wednesday, we see.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
William Regal on the phone. He goes, thanks, Adam. I like that idea a lot. He hangs up the phone. Then we get the social thing. Adam Pearce, William Regal have agreed to allow the Riot Squad in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Classic. We build up. It goes to Riot Squad, Raquel, and Dakota. Those are your finals. Damn. That's
who's
the thing.
Who's to say the Riot Squad won't be in this?
I know, but I'm just saying to make sense of it, I think that'd be good. And it would make it seem important. Like, they saw this and they go, we got to be a part of that.
Yeah,
and Billy should track down Regal and get the Riot Squad in the Dusty Cup. That's an even better idea. Like, she proves her worth right out of the gate, and they go, oh, goddamn, you are good at this, aren't you? I think
there you go. I love this idea. Look, I'm the Riot Squad in the tournament. I suspect we'll get some main roster teams in the tournament.
Even when SmackDown's good, we book it better than them, Jeremy.
All two of them. Yes, of course. Look, Sean, do you know how many awards I've won for my booking with Booty Pro Wrestling? I got Booker of the Year last year, Joseph and I.
Twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Yeah. Please subscribe now.
A bunch of subscriptions and new followers today.
I love it. Oh, I love it so much. Rob Wilkins says, if someone would have told me in 2011 that one day I'd see Bryan Danielson and Shinsuke wrestle each other on Fox, I'd say stop doing drugs. I love it, man. I love it. It was good.
Shinsuke was working tonight. He was ready to go.
People just putting us over. I love it. Ryan B. James says, hoping Duke and Shafir return for the Dusty Cup. Even if it was for them to lose first round, why not, you know?
Get them on television. We haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah, and it would promote the stuff Jessamine's doing for the gaming end of stuff, too. I think that would be a really, really good idea.
There you go.
Oh, man, we've got a ton of super chats about the gauntlet match, and I am excited. This was good stuff, too. We were even saying before, like, how many times can we just say, well, this was a good match? Well, this was a bunch of good matches.
Four, five good matches?
Yeah. Manny Santos says, do you think Sonya was the one behind putting Pierce in the match? No, I think that Roman and Heyman were behind it.
Yeah.
But we see Sami Zayn come out. He says he doesn't have stooges filming him. He's got documentarians, which I love. And then he gets beat immediately by Rey Mysterio. This is in character for him. I don't think it buries him.
No.
I think he's beyond this.
Yeah, with this character, you can do stuff like this, and it's not going to hurt him at all. So it was an excellent use of Sami Zayn playing up the character that he's been a conspiracy victim. He can continue to play it up on this, that he had to face Mysterio first, that he wasn't ready. When you're a heel like this, you can make up any excuse, and it's the loss doesn't matter. It's the heat that you get from the loss is what matters here.
Well, let's talk about Shinsuke Nakamura. I took a break from his busy surfing schedule to show up and have one of the best performances of his WWE career. He was really, really great tonight. I loved the armbar submission. Alex Palowski, host of Sour Graps, didn't seem to like it, but I liked it for several reasons.
Shocked Alex Palowski didn't like it.
I love it. It gets over that move. They had a good interaction, but I really wish commentary would have played up the fact that they've got to work at a different pace. They've got to strategize different. That would explain why some of these end quicker. I thought NWA did a really good job with that with the TV title. They're like, these matches are 6 minutes, 15 seconds long. If you want to win, you better go for the knockout shot right away. But Nakamura just blew me out of the water right here. I mean, that wasn't even an intentional pun.
Nakamura's like, it's Wrestle Kingdom week, you know, it's the one week a year that I gotta have my working boots on, and so that's what he did. Yeah. Now he's going back to the surfing schedule. He's good, but he's used to working well the first week of January. This was not out of character for him.
They're sitting there saying, like, look, Jay White, we won't screw you up completely. Forget all that other stuff. Vlob says, is it the strong showing for Nakamura trying to snag a New Japan guy so the other one looks strong kind of deal? Or am I being too cynical? You are completely reasonable for thinking that. I mean, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility at all.
Come on. It's a little much. All right. Let's not give Nakamura too much credit here on his thinking.
DJ Cass says Ray and Dom were back tonight, but Aaliyah and Murphy haven't been on SmackDown since November 29th. What's up with that story? Probably on a honeymoon or something. I'd imagine they already got married.
They're on a honeymoon phase. Let these kids have their fun. All right.
Yes. William Kalu says, holy hell, do I hate Reigns more than ever? He's reaching ruthless aggression, edge, levels of heat. Amazing heel work. It's one of those things I love hating him. And now we're at the point, like, I want to see who kicks his ass. And that's what we're supposed to feel.
Yes, I've said this many times, but, like, the kind of heat Roman Reigns generates is not the, why are they doing this, please go away type thing. Like, this is stupid. It's, I hate you. I hate that you're beating my favorites. I hate that you're costing them. Now I want to see who actually beats you. And that's the kind of heat you should be generating in wrestling. It's a novel concept sometimes with these companies, but Roman Reigns is doing it right.
JJ Lee says, do you think face Nakamura versus Roman at Mania has legs? I think Roman versus a toothbrush or a broom has legs.
Your hairbrush, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, my God, it's putting in the work tonight. I'll tell you that much. But Roman Reigns saying that you were the biggest disappointment ever in WWE history, like, Roman Reigns would let Nakamura have it. Like, Nakamura would be beating down Roman Reigns with a boogie board by the end of this. Like, he would just, oh, man.
That might be the issue, is that Roman might truck Nakamura a little much on the microphone. And I don't know if that would be the best case for Nakamura.
1,000% Roman Reigns would say you should spend less time surfing and more time. 1,000%. And we will change the name of Fightful to something about Roman being Roman Reigns stands if that happens. That's just the way it's going to go.
Oh, Alex is in the chat trying to defend himself.
Ooh, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Gosh, there's so much. So Baron Corbin comes out. He attacks the Mysterios. I thought that would play more into the end, but really it'll just set up a match for the coming weeks, which I'm okay with. Plant that seed. I'm good with it. Yeah. I like Roman. I like Baron's new gear, too, compared to his old gear.
That's good. Where were the Forgotten Sons? They weren't out there, were they? Or did I just miss them?
I thought they said that they were, but
I don't know. If they were, I didn't see them. We should get a six-man. Corbin, Forgotten Sons against Mysterios and Murphy.
I love that.
Yeah, I think they should do that at some point.
That'd be a really good like work rate match if they did it too. Because Corbin, as you can see here, can work, and he can work very good, especially at this fast pace. This was great. Nakamura missed the Kinshasa and got deep sixed and then hit one to win.
This was better than I expected, and this is no knock on Nakamura or Corbin. It's a heel versus heel dynamic, and like they haven't done a whole lot to make me care about Nakamura and Corbin in recent years. So the fact that like I was into this match and the work was excellent, which I did expect, but I didn't expect them to work it this well with a heel versus heel dynamic. So great job by them.
Eloquent says he misses Shinsuke's old ring entrance. Well, maybe you'll get it sooner than later based on tonight. And Alex says that he didn't like it because Nakamura is coming off two bad losses. One is a squash to Otis. I'm with you. That shouldn't have happened. This is a little bit different, I think, because of the nature of the gauntlet. And if they said that, it would make it a little bit easier to me.
What about the arm bar? I thought Alex didn't like the arm bar.
Yeah, it's just the arm bars is what I was taking. If you don't like the booking, sure, I get it. I'm with you on that. Otis should not be squashing Nakamura. And if so, why isn't Otis in this match?
Otis should have been. Well, I don't think Otis was in this match because he wasn't going three matches against people to carry this thing.
Or three people weren't going to go with Otis. More like that. Drew says, it's odd the same company can do a, did Randy burn a human being as a cliffhanger, then give us a multi-layered, exciting cliffhanger for SmackDown next week. Will we ever get consistent booking? I think we are on SmackDown at least.
Yeah, on SmackDown, but on Raw, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue thing. Antoine says, hear me out. Roman runs through the WWE authority, including Triple H. Roman wins and takes over SmackDown. WWE gets someone to take a reins down. Who is it? It's John Cena.
And his name is John Cena.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, if Adam Pearce pulled John Cena out of his back pocket, I think that would be pretty cool. It's like, we got to find somebody who can stop him. Who could it be? John Cena. And then Roman Reigns beats him too. Oh, that'd be good.
Well, I'm for anything that gets John Cena back involved.
Taylor Hendricks, I had her write an article this week about John Cena because it's been 2 years since his last real match. 2 years. Because the Firefly Funhouse wasn't an in-ring match.
Right.
Oh, man.
Thing was,
he was doing the lightning fist the last time.
We talked about that actually on the Twitch stream the other day. We talked about John Cena's hair. And it was pumping up his big move, and it was just this punch, which was fantastic.
It was a great troll.
More John Cena. The GOAT John Cena.
Ray says, Roman is Scarface. Yes, cockroaches and bad guy. He plays it so well.
If he comes out in a suit like that, then we're going next level with Roman.
Oh, man. He's so, so good. Brian says, WWE is obsessed with heat on heels. Reigns is a fantastic heel, but he's going to end up against guys that are ice cold. And WWE allows no babyface heat to sell fans. Anyone has a chance. WWE is stuck almost making top babyfaces. I do agree that they don't necessarily make babyfaces well, but right now, to me, Roman Reigns versus anybody is an attraction. I'm watching, I don't care who it is, against Roman Reigns right now. That's how good he is.
They don't make baby faces well, but the thing is like they have really good baby faces who can easily make themselves, especially against this Roman Reigns. Like Kevin Owens wasn't hot coming into that feud. Daniel Bryan, I don't know. I mean, if he wins the Rumble, that'd be one thing, but like you could do Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns right now, and it would be a very hot feud right there. So you could even turn somebody like Sammy, or we're talking about Shinsuke. Which is like babyface Shinsuke against Roman. Let's do it. Yeah, Roman is so good as a heel right now that the baby face and just anybody they slot in that position, probably going to be good.
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. We are at the main event segment, a very long, good gauntlet match. I know people were saying only three matches tonight. That's odd. It wasn't, not with the gauntlet match, because they had a lot of workers to go on there. They waited until the end of the commercial to start Nakamura and Bryan, and I am very glad that they did that. I thought that was a very, very good idea, and this was awesome. I mean, good transitions, hard hitting, fantastic stuff. These two guys used to be roommates like 18 years ago. I've told this story on the podcast a couple times, but Daniel Bryan once said that when he roomed with Lyoto Machida and Nakamura, they spoke enough English to not like each other, which sounds phenomenal to me. Just like one of the coolest American wrestlers, one of the toughest Japanese wrestlers, and a UFC light heavyweight champion all in one building. That's amazing.
Bryan looks so joyous to be working with Nakamura too. Like when he was getting in the ring, he looked so happy to be working this one-on-one match with Nakamura that he knew was going to get a decent amount of time.
Well, Nakamura rode the wave into the finals of the gauntlet match, and then Adam Pearce dragged him into deep waters and drowned him. Well, actually it was Roman Reigns and Jey Uso who beat up both Nakamura and Pearce and put him on top. But let's kind of go back to Nakamura. Justin Lopez says Nakamura is back. Best Nakamura since his match with Sammy at TakeOver Dallas. I think there were a couple of really great matches in there, but
The AJ Last Man Standing match was great. I enjoyed the Cena match, even though he nearly killed him, but that was a great match.
We don't get to see that sleeper suplex anymore. But Drew Nicholas says, by the way, Pierce's sell of Jay Superkick humped. It was great. He sold dead. He just went.
I mean, Adam Pearce is very good. He's good. He hasn't wrestled in a while, and a lot of people don't know his wrestling history, but Adam Pearce was really good.
JJ Lee says Braun was suspended for less against AP. Jey Uso, this was in a match. So, I mean, he can't really do that. And the whole thing was Adam Pearce is kind of scared of these guys.
Yeah. I think that's the bigger explanation is that, like, if Adam Pearce suspends Jey Uso, he's got to deal with the consequences of Roman and Heyman, and he doesn't want that even with his authority, because we don't know what his, like, full authority is.
Yeah. Hannah M says, I'm going to fight Michael Cole. Yeah, the line that he had, he wasn't good enough to get to WWE. I was like, ooh.
Don't say that stuff. Like, just don't. It doesn't. Who is that for? You know, like, who is that even for?
I mean, saying he was an outstanding competitor in his own right, but he was offered a different position is just as fine. Like, just burying the guy for no reason was like,
yeah, oh,
man, because he was very, very good. I mean, I encourage people, check out. He had a great match with Brent Albright in Ring of Honor. He had some great matches with Colt Cabana as well. Brian Mahoney says the most effective heel is someone you want to see get beat. Not having baby faces at the level holds it down. Just my opinion. I want to see Reigns get beat. I just want the right person to beat him.
That's going to be an issue because right now, not quite there, but that's almost more a testament to Reigns than any of the baby faces right now.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Conor McGregor is an asshole and I like watching him get hit sometimes. But sometimes it's like, man, I just like watching him knock out people. So that's where we're in. Colt Badeau says, does this set up Shinsuke versus Reigns after Rumble? I think it has to in like an episode of SmackDown or maybe the February tape.
Yeah. I mean, I'm for it. If they want to give me Shinsuke against Roman Reigns, I would imagine that would be another one where Shinsuke will take the day off from surfing and have his working boots on.
Yeah, we have a bunch more super chats here. Trevor L says, more Nakamura versus Bryan, please. I would love to see Bryan go up to Shinsuke after they shook hands, by the way. I love that. Mm. Like, heel, face, whatever. Let these people be multidimensional. I'd like to see Daniel Bryan say, I know I didn't get you at your best, and I couldn't even beat you, so I want you at your best, and I have to test myself here. Play it up, man. Play it up. I'm all for that.
There you go. Simple and effective booking right there.
Rube says, I want Nakamura to coach Pierce leading up to the Rumble. Could lead to some fun TV. Honestly, having Gable, Bryan, and Nakamura coach him leading up to it would be kind of cool. Like, all these guys that are, like, coming together to help Adam Pierce would, one, show that they respect him. But, you know, I don't want them to treat him like he doesn't know anything, Jeremy.
Yeah, I think Owens is the option here. Is you bring back Kevin Owens and then...
And his best friend, Damian Priest.
Damian Priest just wants to go to the hot tub, and Owens and Pierce are like, we got a big match against Roman Reigns. What are you talking about? I think Owens would be the guy to like try to talk to Pierce about this stuff.
Ray says, two pay-per-views between Royal Rumble and Mania. Yes, Elimination Chamber, and hopefully not.
Don't do that in a Thunderdome setting. It's unnecessary.
They kill a lot of builds that way, and they reuse matches a lot that way. Then you get like the third of every feud at Mania. Adam Darwin says, I'd love a segment where Adam is locked in a room after suspending Jay, and Roman is trying to break in. I'm confused as to what this means.
He suspends Jay Uso and locks himself in a room, and Roman is trying to like break in to kill him.
Sure. Yeah. I don't think Roman Reigns should be like arsed about anything, really.
Yeah, if his cousin gets suspended, I mean, Jay's been screwing up anyway.
Yeah. The damn one, Ryan B. Jam, says, this was a very good SmackDown with a great story of Roman and Pierce, but I really dislike the ending. I have zero interest in the title match now. I don't have a problem with this at all. I do not have a problem with it. I watched Hardcore Holly get a title shot one time, and he wasn't ever going to beat Brock Lesnar.
It's a placeholder thing because the draw of the Rumble is the Rumble. That's why they do these kind of title matches at the Rumble. And they think the draw is going to be Goldberg and McIntyre, but that's a different topic. I'm fine with it. The story will end up hooking me. And that's the thing. As long as the story hooks, then it's good. We know Adam Pearce ain't winning this title, but Roman is so good that I'll be slightly curious for this match. I just hope it is like a squash. I don't even need like a hope spot.
Aaron says, Adam brings out Great O'Con at the Rumble. God, could you imagine? Then I would hate this. I really would.
He's what is so your beef with O'Con?
He sucks, man. He particularly
that match against Tanahashi? That was great.
He particularly sucks at 6 a.m. on a Monday morning.
I was watching it too. Here's your problem, Sean, is you were watching that match and picking apart Great O'Con stuff. He was wrestling Hiroshi Tanahashi. That's who you should be paying attention to.
The greatest wrestler of all time, Hiroshi Tanahashi. I was so stoked that Tanahashi won that match. I was so excited because a lot of people were like, they're going to put Great O'Con over. I was so happy they did. Oh my God.
Rules. That's another man I just have a crush on.
I was afraid he was towards the end of his road about a year ago. I'm so glad that he's not.
It's so good that that's just a story they've been telling for 5 years. Yeah. It's like, when's Tanahashi going to be done? And he just keeps having these great matches. And every year you can keep telling that story because he gets a year older and more broken down. And he's still just amazing.
New Japan is so good at that. Like making you think somebody is so hurt to the point to where they might be out forever. Like sometime. The only person in America I've known to do that, DDP with the taped ribs for 3 years, Tommy Dreamer with his herniated discs that existed for like 6 years. Every time he took a bump, it's like he got shot in the back. Ryan B. Jam says, SRS's favorite wrestler to win the Rumble, Sean Morley. Fuck Sean Morley. He sucks. He's a terrible person. Ryan Martin says, do you think Keith Lee will win the Rumble? Also, when does Shinsuke's contract expire? I didn't see it on your website. If you don't see it on our website, we do not know the answer. But do you think Keith Lee will win the Rumble?
Brian's still my pick. Like I'm not going away from Brian at this point. Keith Lee would be good, but I'm not going away from Brian.
We're going to have a non-Roman Reigns like final type of thing. Like it's so – but if they put – I mean, and Goldberg's not going to be in it either. So good. It's like, okay, so no Brock – presumably no Roman.
I don't know if I'd go presumably on no Brock.
Ah, man.
I don't know. Like if Brock's in it, I mean, you do Brock and Drew at Mania to do the rematch. I could totally see that. This is actually now what I'm thinking. I've talked myself into it.
August 3 says either Roman bribed Cesaro with a referral to his dentist surgeon to get some flawless teeth, or Cesaro was too busy playing Uno to help Nakamura. Oh, man.
Yeah, there were bowling like a bunny.
There were some people missing tonight. Nerd Guru says, man, I just love to see two old, bald non-wrestlers challenging for world titles. That was Raw level of bad right there. I like Pierce, but woof. Normally, I'd agree, but it's the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble's the draw. Again, I do not care. I really don't care who they have challenged for the title at the Royal Rumble, because I know there are at least two matches. There's at least 2 hours on that show that I'm going to give a shit more about than whatever those title matches are going to be. How do you feel on that? Because to me, it's always been like a get out of jail free card in a way.
You mentioned Brock and Hardcore Holly earlier. Like, if you're going to do these kind of throwaway title matches, Royal Rumble is the time to do it. And so I'm fine with it. At least there's like a story here of why Adam Pearce is getting this match, where unlike Goldberg, who just comes out and is like, you don't respect anybody, even though you've respected everybody.
Yeah. So maybe it's just because I was conditioned when I was younger that, well, these aren't necessarily the top matches, so to speak. But I mean, there were plenty of great world title matches on Royal Rumbles as well. Anakin JMT says, I turned on SmackDown after hearing Pierce was wrestling, and in one match, they got me to care about Nakamura again and invested in him and Reigns, only to take it away. Not mad, just disappointed. Well, it made Nakamura look awful good, and it protected him.
I have no issue with it. I don't think now is the time for Nakamura.
I don't either. Reigns. I mean, maybe February, if they want to go February, and they can say, well, he had his opportunity ripped away from him. I think that's a nice way to set it up, because he did have it taken away from him. We can still get those bomb-ass Reigns promos on Nakamura talking about, oh, what, are you mad you're not going to be in Surf's Up 2 Wave Mania? Something like that. Like, I'm excited for that, but I think it's a creative way to set that up, and I can't believe I'm saying that about a WWE storyline right now. I love it. Nerd Guru says, Roman hunting down opponents for himself is a far better story. Shinsuke knocked him out of the Rumble 3 years ago. There's your story right there. There's a lot of story there, because Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman can make a lot. But Roman Reigns is being every UFC champion over the last 2 years, just saying, no, I don't want to face good people. I just want to face somebody else.
It's literally like he's doing a McGregor thing. Right? Like the whole I'm providing for you, it's very much like Red Panty Night type deal there. And he's just picking his opponents now. It's great.
He's wanting to fight Dominic Cruz. Hasn't fought since like 2012. Who cares? DJ Cass says, don't get me wrong, I love Adam Pearce, but what does that say about the babyface side of SmackDown when he's challenging for the title? I think they got a pretty decent SmackDown side over there. It's just the story facilitates this. And I don't have that much of a problem with it.
It's a good story. Like, if it's Rey Mysterio, okay, it's a better match if it's Rey Mysterio, but we know Roman's winning regardless. Just give me a good story. The Adam Pearce stuff is a good story.
Yes, I'm okay with that. Like I said, it's the Royal Rumble, and I'm going to keep on reminding you all of that, because I got a 8,000-word feature that hopefully Jeremy Lambert will look over next week to make sure I didn't have any typos. But I got stories from like, I don't give away a bunch of names, but some pretty big names, right, Jeremy?
Big names.
Pretty big names. And even the anonymous ones, even bigger names. Just saying. Antoine Fair says, can I get this answered? Why is SmackDown 15 times better than Raw? You can almost feel the non-Vince involvement. Did Fox say something? What would happen? It 2-hour show versus 3-hour show. SmackDown's got a big jump. I mean, SmackDown's got less screen time than Jeremy Lambert and Joe Holbert on a Friday now.
That's not true. We were under 2 hours.
No, you were not. You were not under 2 hours. We booked
three shows, though. We booked 3 weeks of programming in those 2 hours.
Trevor L. said, Pierce should get Nikita Krylov to help train. He's so bad. Nikita Krylov, I don't know how he's won so many fights. Wild Boy says, could Scrap Daddy ever pull a Swerve and replace himself with Priest? I don't think they'll do that. I think he could, but yeah. Also, speaking of Scrap, subscribe to youtube.com/FightfulScraps. Hannah says, hop boing like a bunny. What
am I missing? You gotta say hop boing like a bunny.
I don't know what this is.
It's a chingy line. It's a chingy line, and it's a Uno. And it's a Uno shout from this week. That's why I said it earlier.
I love it.
Hop boing like a bunny.
No, I'm good. They got to pay for that.
Hannah did pay for it. You read it wrong.
I just read it. Brian says, I can't disagree more with your assessment. Reigns is great, but because WWE allows no baby faces, no momentum, it prevents it from being more great. Well, what momentum do you want? Because if it's beating Roman Reigns in non-title matches, I don't want that. They got to creatively make momentum. And we do get that sometimes. It just never comes at the expense of Reigns. And I think that's his appeal. It's not him getting his ass kicked because they want to save that. He's the final boss.
Yes.
Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, one of the greatest WWE title matches at Rumble was Triple H versus Cactus Jack. Yes, it was. But they also had one Royal Rumble match. One. They got two of those now. So, I mean, Brandon says, the thing I like about Roman is that he's scary when he's mad. A scary heel who's also a jerk is great, and now we wait for the guy to take him out. That's the thing. We have seen everybody. I did pay for that. I want a refund. All right. You'll get a free super chat. There you go. I can't issue refunds. I got a business to run here. I can do maybe 50 cents.
Just say the line, Sean. That's all the people want.
Can't do that. But the fact that the focus is on Reigns getting over, it gets other people over as a result in their own way. And that's where we are. Jeremy, tell the people what you got going on.
I got nothing going on this website this weekend, unfortunately. I was going to stream. We're going to be on Twitch, but no, you can still go to twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Adam Cole's favorite Twitch website, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. We have videos up over there. We might be streaming on Sunday. We'll get it all figured out. But we're doing big things over there. It's been a good success. We're less than a week into it, Sean. We've already got subscribers and followers and bits. Emojis are coming soon. Very good stuff coming to twitch.tv/FightfulGaming.
Denise arrived late, and I'm trying to keep this under an hour. Denise, We were just trying to keep it under an hour. We're very tired. I'm sorry. You'll be invited next week, I'm sure. We might do a post show on Twitch. You've been doing that?
There you go. Yeah, we have been doing post shows on Twitch. And watch The Distraction this week. Yes. If you like the First Take stuff on ESPN, that's what we did. I strip, if anybody wants to see that. I spit. Just the jacket and the tie. Yeah, I strip and spit. Did a spit take, Sean? Did a spit take on the show? Buried people?
Andrew's reaction to that was great. Mike New York says, Vince McMahon was a WWE champion and ECW champion. There's nothing wrong with Pierce fighting for it. Vince McMahon should have been neither of those. Guys, thank you all so much. Danny Limelight interview this weekend. I just dropped Making a Finisher. Victoria's Widow's Peak, one of my favorite finishers ever. Denise says, Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Denise. Until next time, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.